What's new, Nate?
Did you see the article of that guy who was found in a bear cave?
Yes.
Like, after living there for a month because he got attacked by a bear and drugged back to the bear's cave.
This was in Russia or somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in Russia. Dude was, like, out, hanging out in Russia.
Did they say he was mummified? Is that what it said?
Yeah. He looks almost mummified, like the pictures of him do.
Was this real?
He said he had to lay still as he could for the longest time he was in there so the bear would think he was dead and not mess with him and try to kill him.
Right. And I don't know if it's real because I've seen a lot of conflicting things. Like, a lot of articles have come out saying it's fake and all this stuff. So
he drank his own urine.
Right.
He drank his own urine to stay alive.
For a month.
Yeah.
For a month. The pictures are pretty gross. You can find them online if you want to look at them.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
We'll link to that in the show notes if you want to see those pictures.
For your viewing pleasure.
Why would you make that story up, I guess? Maybe for the search engine stuff?
I don't know. Just a 15 minutes of fame type thing? I don't really know. But it's interesting. It's an interesting story. Real, fake. It's just interesting.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a new one for everybody. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, me neither. What's new with you?
What's new with me is you guys are going to get tired of us hearing.
Yep, they're tired of us. That is a sure thing.
Get tired of hearing us talk about this live show, but this live show is rapidly approaching. August 24th. Nathan Henderson is going to descend on Florida.
I'll be there.
He's going to be there.
With a trumpet sound.
We had a good friend of mine. He's a client who's become just a great friend. Lawrence Pena has donated food. So we've got food covered.
Thank you, Lawrence Pena. That was such a huge relief.
That's a huge gesture for us.
Huge, just
He's such a good guy. He loves what we're doing. He loves what we're about. And he's just been a big partner for me personally, but just awesome for the show. So Backcountry Hunters and Anglers obviously is a title sponsor. They're picking up the bill for the venue. It's going to be... This is something I was thinking about today, right? You go to a Ducks Unlimited banquet and you buy raffle tickets or stuff. We're going to give everybody that comes in a raffle ticket. Like, we're not selling raffle tickets. We're going to give them stuff. So some of the stuff we've already got lined up. Darkwater Calls is going to bring some swag. Maybe a call. We'll see. We're going to have some Cast and Blast stuff. BHA is bringing some stuff. Quackskins, Alex Pomerita is sending some stuff up. I'm like, when you talk about the limitations of the space, I forget what it is, 115, 120 people we can get in there. It's working out to, like, we're going to have so much stuff to give away. Like, your odds of winning something are pretty high.
Pretty high. Yeah. Pretty good.
That's fun, too. That's like fun when more people can win stuff.
Yeah. And it's going to be one of those things where I feel like after the fact, people are going to be like, man, I wish I'd have gone to that. Like, that first one was the one to be at, like, because it was so cool and so different. And so
you only get one first time.
Yeah, for sure. So,
speaking of which, it's not my turn yet.
No,
go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was, please make sure, I've had a lot of people say, I'll be at the live show, but they haven't gotten their tickets. Please make sure to register for your tickets because we have to have a head count because the building has limited capacity. And if something's going to come up and you can't make it, please let me know so we can. I actually had a listener or an avid listener of the show. He's got a conflict that weekend. He's like, man, how can I give the tickets back? And I figured out how to refund them essentially, even though they're free. So please let us know if you're not going to be able to make it. Message me, message Nate, message him, and we'll get that taken care of. But please try to make it. This is something you do not want to miss. It's going to be very, very, very
cool. Where can they go to register for a quote-unquote ticket?
I'll put the link in the show notes, which we talk
That's
about the show notes a lot.
To,
it's kind of the thing that when you listen to the podcast, I think if you swipe right or left, you'll see like some text.
Or if you like click details.
There's a link in there to it, but it's Eventbrite. And it's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com/castandblastfl.
But they can find links on our Facebook page too, right?
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you can find it there. And if you go to like Instagram, my Instagram, the Cast and Blast Instagram, we have what's called a Linktree leak. And you pull that up and it shows a link to all the different stuff, how to listen to the show. Down at the bottom is there's live tickets to tickets to the live show. You can click that link and get your tickets there too. So I know you guys are probably tired of hearing us talk about it, but we're so excited about it. Like, this is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool thing. And we're the coolest part for us is we got a lot of listeners. Like, I've messaged Nate, and we have a group we text in and stuff. I've messaged everybody and said, hey, does anyone know who this is? Hey, does anyone know who this is? Hey, does anyone know who this is? It's really cool because we have listeners out there that we've never talked to. They've probably left us a review under an anonymous name or whatever, but we don't know them. Like, we want to know them. We want to hang out, but we've never met them in real life. So that's super cool.
It's a little bit surreal that people who don't know us actually listen to this and like want to come hang out with us. So it's like kind of cool.
It's so cool.
Sign
man.
Up and come. It's going to be fun.
Sign up, come, and please tell other people about it. It's going to be a great, behind the scenes, we use the term a lot that our show is kind of an entry into the conversation, an entry into the outdoors. So it's an easy kind of gateway to introduce people into conversations about hunting and fishing. This live show is going to be that. So if you got somebody that's kind of on the fence about hunting or fishing or whatever, you don't hunt or fish at all, but would like a nice fun evening of some good laughs and maybe some free stuff, have them come to the live show. Get them to register some tickets. Talk them into coming. So what is new? That is my spiel. What is new with you, Emily?
So I just want to take a second and apologize for last week's episode.
If you're not listening to these sequentially, that is Road Trip Songs.
Those Road Trip Songs. That was episode 90.
I feel like we should have some organ music behind this because this should be.
Oh, my Lord. I was coming to Jesus. Here's the thing is like, I don't remember these episodes well. Like, I black out while we're recording them. And so when I
not
hear them.
Not for any reason.
Yeah, not like blackout drunk. I just don't remember recording them. I don't know what it is. It's like a chemical reaction. So like, on the Tuesday mornings when they go live, I'm listening to them and it's like it's the first time I'm hearing it just like any of the listeners. So this past episode, I was like, oh my goodness, what is wrong with me? So if I offended you, I'm sorry. That's all I
think you
say.
Offended anyone. You did some, we all offended some listeners by leaving off Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere.
Mm. Well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And a friend of the show, Dean Gerber, Drift Away by the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
That guy, actually, he mentioned it on Facebook, but it got mentioned to me in Messenger a couple times, too. So,
Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Yeah. Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Also, I started a new workout program.
You did?
Yes. Oh. I'm so excited. It's like really appeals to the band nerd in me, and I know that's not something I should say to make it universally appealing, but it's called the Morning Meltdown 100, and it's 100 workouts. And some of them are only like 18 minutes long. Some are 30 minutes long. But they're all set to music with a live DJ in studio. So
it's like dancing.
It's not like dancing, though.
It's like dancing.
It's like lifting weights on a beat. And so they can increase or decrease your time under tension as the trainer decides to do it. So
my lack of coordination is not good.
Well, that's true outside of this conversation. So, but thank you for bringing that up. So yeah, no, I've been in kind of a rut. I don't know if y'all remember, we did the Cast and Fat Blast group over the summer or over the spring, but I am like excited to get back into a new workout routine and like get my life back together. So that's what's new with me.
That's the most excited you've been about working out since
in a minute.
In a while.
I love new programs.
But you changed jobs. Like, we went on vacation. Like, there's been a lot of things that happened in your life.
We have a new addition to the family.
We have the new dog. It's the first episode since Coleman was alive where you hear a dog rattling around in the background. Too soon. Rest in peace, Coleman.
She's running the house right now.
R.I.P.
All right. We have, because it's been a while since we've done A Game as the Foot, that I subtly titled this episode Eat Your Vegetables because we're going to talk about some like more straight. We're going to play it straight for the main segment.
Yeah.
So I was like, we need to have A Game as the Foot to lighten the mood on this. So what are we doing? What is we're doing a mini draft.
A mini draft of, go ahead, Nate.
The most patriotic things.
Okay.
Right?
Drew Strahl's backstage. So the rules are,
anything is fair game if you can explain why it makes you feel patriotic.
Yeah. So if you've not listened to this before, we're going to go around kind of rapid fire. Each of us get three picks. Once your thing is picked, you can't pick it again. We drew Strahl's backstage and Nathan gets the first pick.
Obviously.
So Nate, with that, the first annual inaugural mini draft of patriotic things in honor of the 4th of July last week.
Correct. So for the first pick, I'm going to go with Ron Swanson.
Boom.
Oh my God.
Solid.
That's an amazing pick.
That's a spectacular pick.
I mean,
you don't even really have to explain it, but you can if you want. Like,
no, I mean, just go watch Parks and Rec and that'll explain it.
He hunts, he fishes, he's he likes basketball. He's from Indiana.
One of the quotes he says, they go to England for some reason, and he's like, history started on 1776. Everything on July 4, 1776. Everything before that was a
boom.
Mistake.
Wow.
So if that doesn't explain it.
Well, well played. Yeah. I did not think of Ron Swanson. That was a good pick.
That's an excellent pick. I don't even want to go. I don't want to.
Follow that, Emily.
Okay, my first pick is People of Walmart.
Okay.
Nice.
That's what
nice.
You're picking as patriotic.
Yeah, I can't think of anything more American than People of Walmart.
You're talking about the website that is like makes fun of Walmart shoppers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
I like my irony stacked on top of irony. So it's like the freedom of speech that we have has turned into the internet, which has turned into people making fun of the average working class of America that shops at Walmart and maybe doesn't wear clothes all the way or be in the best shape. And like that's
ridiculous.
Like
we
have all the power in the world to stand up for people who are impoverished or want to come to America or gay or like all these things. And what we do is we decide to post pictures of people at Walmart who are embarrassed of themselves. What is more American than that?
So are you tongue in cheek picking it?
I don't know. This is a difficult draft for me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think you got the draft.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick Lee Greenwood.
Oh, the guy who sings I'm Proud to Be
American. What is more patriotic than Lee Greenwood?
Hey, that's pretty patriotic.
Like, that's big time, right? Ain't no doubt I love this land. Big God time. Bless the USA. Every fireworks.
From the hills of Arizona. From the
lakes of Minnesota.
To the hills of Tennessee.
Thank you. To the hills of Tennessee.
There is not a fireworks show in the past week that did not have that as part of the grand finale. Okay, Nate, what's your second pick?
My second pick is a giant ribeye steak on the grill. If I have to explain that one, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, agreed.
You have a theme. You have a Ron Swanson theme.
He does. His third pick is bourbon, he's going to have
Lagavulin.
Lagavulin.
Well,
he can't pick Lagavulin because that's not American. All right, Emily, let's hear what you got.
My second pick is baseball.
That was on my list.
Hey, that's a good
Come
one.
Come at me. There's that's nothing more American than baseball.
Nothing more. Take your football, take your soccer, take all that, and just put it out to pasture. Baseball. That's baseball, Ray. Like when we did our sports movie draft, that was the Field of Dreams quote.
Thank you. You're welcome. Also, they have the best snacks. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, beer, hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Nachos.
Speaking of hot dogs.
Is that your pick?
With my second pick. Hot dogs. What is more American than a hot dog?
I swear sometimes you're Kevin from The Office. He just looks at his mic and he goes, hot dogs.
Like, come on. It is meat
that
is portable. It's a portable meat delivery device.
The perfect sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
No, it is a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
You can get it anywhere and it's always delicious no matter where. You can go to an elementary school fundraiser and there's some guy out there cooking hot dogs he paid 8 cents a piece for at like the local meat market and they're delicious. Like I've never had a hot dog and I was like, oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I've never had a bad
hot dog. I haven't either.
I've had better hot dogs.
Yes.
I've never had a bad hot dog.
We should do.
I like that.
Off air, we should spend some time on ranking hot dog greatness because the worst hot dog is great. And the greatest hot dog is like,
blow your
mind. You ever seen the hot crazy matrix? I feel like there's something to that with hot dogs.
Right. Yes.
We need a matrix of hot dogs on a t-shirt.
We'll work on that.
The hot dog matrix.
Yeah. We'll put that together.
All right,
Nate, last pick. What do you got? Patriotic draft. This is going to round out your team.
Round out the team. All right. I'm going to go apple pie.
Damn it.
That was also on my list.
That was on my list.
Yeah, I mean,
apple pie and baseball.
As American as baseball and apple pie, you know?
Well, I'm glad you picked it because I don't like apple pie.
I like good apple pie. It's got to be pretty good for me to really like it. I like cherry pie and like coconut cream pie.
I like chocolate pie.
And chocolate pie. I love chocolate pie. I like those pies better than apple, but I mean, apple pie is American, is uniquely American. I
totally agree. All right, Emily.
That was my last pick.
That's all you got?
That's all I
had. You didn't have any free agents or anything like that?
Not really.
Nothing else American?
Well, or conservation.
Really?
That's a good
she
pick.
She just trumped us.
No, that's a great pick.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I know. Yeah.
What's more American than Teddy effing Roosevelt? And.
I mean.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
You let it roll, my friend.
Well, I was just saying, like, the North American conservation model is, like, probably the best conservation model in the world. So, I would say that's uniquely American.
Yeah.
Boom.
Agreed.
Roasted.
Canada's got a little bit to do with that, though.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of lumped in with it.
But it's Canada.
But it's Canada.
We've got listeners of Canada. Can we edit that out? Can we strike that?
No. No edit.
Hey.
But it was founded in America. Like, this idea was founded in America. Right. So.
Plus, the Canadian listeners are so nice. They'll apologize to us for us making that crack about them.
Right. Right.
Drink some beer.
Yeah. Dang. I had Lee Greenwood, apple pie, and baseball on my list as well. That was, you kind of went big time. I'm going to go. What is more American than George Washington?
It's pretty American.
Like, if we're going to draft American things, he's like the king of America, right?
I feel like Hamilton's made a pretty big comeback in the past couple of years.
He's no George Washington, though. George Washington's on a quarter. He's on a dollar bill. He's got cities. You don't go to Hamilton, D.C.
But you could draft Hamilton the musical, which has Washington and Hamilton and Jefferson and Burr.
You should have drafted that when it was your turn.
Oh. All right, let's go back.
All right.
Here comes the general.
Such a good musical. Listen, people who listen to this podcast, I know that you're not musical people. I know that's not a demographic. There is no Venn diagram wherein you overlap with people. But go listen to the Hamilton soundtrack because it will make you stand up and effing salute your shorts and want to be American and rap about it. It is the best.
Did you say salute your shorts?
Yes.
Okay.
That was like a throwback to cable in the 90s.
So the reason I called this episode Eat Your Vegetables is we've got several updates we just wanted to get through that are kind of informational, but they're good stuff. We'll talk about it in our own way. But Nate, you want to kind of walk us through some of the stuff that we got an email from FWC. We want to walk through some of the data in that.
Yeah. Email from FWC, spring and staying on top of that conversation.
Yeah.
I'll
just jump right in there if you want me to.
Go for it.
Get into it, do we have a commercial?
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
For Fletcher Hallett Insurance.
Yeah.
Emily has been... Nate, first off, you were on last week's episode. What did you think? How are we doing with the Hallett Insurance ads?
I think they're good.
I think they're great.
I
think we're doing a fantastic job. Absolutely. I think Fletcher's pleased with them. But Emily has been working kind of in her spare time on this because she did not feel like these ads were... really nailing the entire essence of what we were trying to accomplish. So, and would you like to...
I wrote a jingle on my way home from work the other day. Hold on, let me see if I can do it.
So we may be losing sponsors. I'm just not sure how this is going to all shake out.
Double the L's and double the T's, Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Hey, that was great.
Thank you.
Fletcher Hallett is a... Can we hear that one more time?
I don't know if I can do it again. Double the L's and double the T's, Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Fletcher Hallett is an actual friend of the show. F. Hallett, obviously two L's and two T's, H-A-L-L-E-T-T at HallettInns.com. He can help you out with your home insurance, with your boat insurance. He wanted us to talk quite a bit about boat insurance because it's the summer. Everybody's getting their boat out. So please give Fletcher a... shoot him an email or give him a call, 904-315-5812.
You can text him.
Or text him, 904-315-5812. All right. Now, back to
the show.
Sprain. Nate was bringing up sprain.
Sprain.
There's a invasive plant management meeting for the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes. This is dropping on Tuesday. The meeting's tomorrow night. So if you're in Kissimmee and want to come by, a number of our listeners have been to that meeting before. I haven't pushed it as hard because I'm not quite sure how this one's going to go as far as some of the anti-sprayers.
So wait a second. That meeting's July 10th.
It's
evening
July 10th.
Of July 10th. Okay.
I think it's from 6 to 8 or something like that. That's in that weird courthouse building. It's in the courthouse in downtown Kissimmee, the city chambers. We always have to be out of the building by like 8:45 or something. They're always brushing us to the exits. But there's been a lot of pushback again about spraying. Obviously, I talked about it a few weeks back on one of the episodes I did without you guys. But I feel like there's so much to that conversation. It's really hard to be binary. It's really hard to be, we got to stop spraying today. We got to stop dumping chemicals. And I got, for saying we needed to approach this conversation with some diplomacy and actually have discussions about it, I was accused this week of being pro-spraying. I was accused of being pro-spraying.
Wow.
People love to, if you're not for us, you're against us type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's this whole, like, 100 or zero, is there's no in-between.
Preach.
And it's just the culture we live in right now, and it's sad, really. I don't like it.
There's something to that. I don't think we've talked about this on the air, but there's something to this idea of, like, teams. Like, we've created this team mentality where it's me versus you. Even like, in our brands. Have we talked about this on air? Or
right.
Even in our brands and stuff, like, I'm sick of your first light. Mine's better than yours.
We shouldn't like each other.
Yeah, like, right. we compete with each other versus us being right. a brotherhood of outdoorsmen that, yeah, it doesn't matter what color camo you wear or anything else. We're all trying to do the best we can. And I don't know. There's a deeper conversation to that. I haven't figured out quite what it is,
right.
but you're exactly right. Like, there's going to be some modicum of spraying. Obviously, I would prefer spraying not exists. Given a vacuum to operate in, I would prefer we don't spray anything. But I also recognize there's a lot of layers to that conversation. It's peeling a really ugly onion. So anyway, I encourage people to get involved in that conversation, but get involved in it. Don't just, like, lob grenades from the sidelines. Like, get informed about it.
Yeah.
Chiming into a Facebook thread, I don't know.
Well, there's a respectful way to chime in and have a discussion, and then there's the, I can't believe you're for spraying.
Yeah.
That was in a fly fishing group where I actually got called out as being pro spraying.
There you go. Well.
All right. What's next, Nate? Give us a topic.
So there's a podcast put out by Meat Eater called Cal's Week in Review. And a couple episodes ago, he talked about Red Tide, and he spent some time in Florida and with the Catalyst for Clean Water guys.
Yep.
I didn't think that what he said on the podcast was bad. I thought he kind of came at it with some good nuance and even talked about nutrient load from north of the lake and things like that, which, you know, we're big on. And so I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about this one. And I've actually reached out kind of behind the scenes a couple of different places I didn't think it was bad either, but I did think it was, I disagree with you a little bit. I think it was missing nuance in that it only took one side of the conversation, because I feel like, going back to what we said a minute ago, I'm either for Captains for Clean Water or I'm against them, which is not really true, right? Like, I agree with
right.
some of what Captains for Clean Water says, and I disagree with some of what Captains for Clean Water says, and some of what they say, I just don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Right.
Right. And I know some of those guys and girls that work there, and they're really good people, and they're trying to do a good thing. So we got to be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I did feel like, for as much as Meat Eater likes to talk about perspectives, like you and I were talking about this and you brought this up, like they like to talk about perspectives, and it seemed like we only talked about the Captains for Clean Water as the group doing the thing.
Right.
So
and the other thing about that is his podcast is only 20 minutes long.
It is.
So, and he's hitting the highlights. Like, he's hitting the headline news stories, basically.
It is
what he's trying to do in that thing. And I think a longer form podcast, you might get a little bit more nuance and different perspective.
I feel very comfortable in saying he realizes there is way more to that story than
right.
what was presented there. And it's, part of me feels like it's Meat Eater wants to kind of get in on Florida. Like, I have called them out before as not being involved in Florida. Like, they'll post an article about pythons or something. I'm like, come on, Meat Eater. Can you not talk
right.
about some of the real stuff we've got going on down here? So I'm happy to see them looking in our direction. I think they can use their platform to really advance some good stuff. I just want to make sure what they're advancing is directionally correct with fixing
right.
our problems. You know, as you,
right.
There's so much misinformation and what do you call it? Agendaed information. I don't know what's the right word for that?
Propaganda.
It's not, yeah, but it's,
it's,
I don't,
it may not,
say
be malintent, but it's propaganda.
I don't want to say propaganda, but that's, yeah, if that's the only word I can use, there's just so much stuff that's slanted to get this thing done or get that thing done. I recognize
right.
that's the game that's played, and that's not to even question the motives of the people playing that game. It's just, it creates a very, very tough narrative when you look all the way up the system. I've encouraged them, you know, the Meat Eater folks, the way the connections I have, I've encouraged them to come back, to look at some of the stuff north of the lake, to look at some of the effects that it has on hunters, to look at some of the effects, you know, talk to other groups. I'm not saying don't talk to Captains for Clean Water at all. That's
right.
You know that I've kept them a number of times on the show, different things they've done and stuff.
Sure, absolutely. But
let's get some different perspectives in there and have a broader conversation. And I think they know that. I think Meat Eater knows that. And hopefully we'll see that come to fruition in the coming weeks. So anyway, we got enough feedback about that I felt like we needed to kind of touch on it a little bit.
No, and I think in the future you're going to see some more in-depth stuff from them about the issues that Florida faces. Because now that they've been there, seen it, and are interested in it, they're probably going to dive deeper into it and kind of get some more information and put it out there.
Well, so, and
I think it's a good start.
I've heard from people too. We even talked about it. I think that was my release one time that Ranella came and did a podcast in Florida, and the podcast was about frog gigging and commercial sword fishing. That's the only.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, we're a really big state with a lot of diversity in opportunities. So that's, it's a tough needle to thread, no matter how you slice it, dice it, especially it'd be like me and you picking up and going to do a Montana podcast. Where do we even start? Like if we go pick elk or antelope or whatever, we're leaving out trout or small game, or like you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
All right. What else we got?
Some stuff to put on your calendar. The United Wildfowlers of Florida Summit is August 1st and 2nd.
Yes. That's going to be in Ocala. At the Hilton Ocala. That is a free event. If you're worried about water quality, if you want to kind of understand some science behind it, again, I'm not pushing a particular thing here, but I went to this last year and thought it was eye-opening from the perspective of the scientists they had speak. I won't say I agreed 100% with any of the scientists there, but I definitely felt like it was a good opportunity to sit with them. You could actually, you know, grab them in the hall and ask them questions you wanted answered. You know, I've not met a person in the whole water quality discussion that in real life was a jerk. Like every one of them you grab and you're like, hey, let me ask you this about deep injection wells or about spraying or about the EA reservoir or Everglades restoration or whatever. And you get into the nuts and bolts of it and they give you thoughtful answers. There may be some opinion mixed in or their scientific beliefs mixed in, or they may be a peer-reviewed scientist that is speaking from an expertise level. But it's just, I've not met a person in the discussion that was a jerk, which is kind of refreshing. It just feels like we need to get everybody together.
Yeah, well, and, you know, people's online personas are not usually what they are in real life.
Right.
Because it's reactionary and it's short form and it's, you know, they, you know, like or not, we like to hide behind our keyboards like we all do. Because it's, you're not like face to face with this person, so you can just kind of spout whatever you want. But I think in general, most people are cool and can have a good, thoughtful discussion about some of this stuff without getting heated or upset or...
Yeah,
you know,
I like the way you said that right then. Most people are cool and can have a thoughtful discussion.
Do you want to jump in here?
FWC Commissioners meeting next week, July 17th and 18th.
Yes, it's going to be in Stewart. If you can be there, be there.
Hunter's Lake is on the consent agenda.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about Hunter's Lake. They're putting a restricted hunting area in there. A lot of folks were upset about it. A lot of folks were up in arms about it. I'm probably going to make public comment about this. I don't know. They want to make a restricted hunting area so that you can't hunt the canals. And my question is, why do we need a restricted hunting area? If you can't safely hunt there, isn't it illegal to hunt there? Like, in other words,
using the guidelines that exist.
If the canal is 30 feet wide and I'm set up on side A shooting towards side B and there's a house there and it tears up their screens, didn't I just trespass on their property? Mm-hmm. Like, there's laws in place for that. Why are we...
Right.
Creating more laws.
And why are we pulling hunting and fishing into that law?
Right.
Like, it just seems like it's there to almost, it's almost like a nod to say, yeah, we recognize that hunters are a little bit of a problem. I don't like that. You could argue the other way. I just don't like that. I don't like that mentality. It's either safe to hunt there or it's not. If it's not, they shouldn't be. There should be repercussions for that from law enforcement, just like there would be for anything else. If I set up in my backyard and shoot wood ducks, I can shoot them in one direction, but if I shoot the other direction, I'm going to shoot into my neighbor's backyard, and I would think there would be repercussions that don't need FWC involvement.
Speaking of FWC.
End of summer stuff, upcoming hunting opportunities. So, like, they talk about alligator permits.
Phase two, right? Is this phase two?
Phase four.
Phase four.
Of the application
sorry.
Process. Yep. They have like a bullet point about new youth events on the calendar.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's education stuff. They have a bullet point about summer wild hog opportunities on WMAs.
Yes.
Some WMAs are open for hog hunting during the summer. Brush up on bow hunting. That's like about archery and crossbow seasons open in Zone A August 3rd, which is right around the corner.
Yeah, like people are going to be shooting deer. We have deer with hard horns right now. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Eric Orlando is taking some awesome
He really is. He's doing a great job showcasing South Florida deer hunting.
Yep, he really is. And at the bottom, they have like the hunting season date shortcut. And the new brochure that's out.
Yeah, the new brochure has the new deer regs on it, because I know they're also testing the app for registering your deer. However, that's going to work. Not a deer hunter, but I know that that's out there and should be released shortly if it hasn't already. Have we sufficiently covered the vegetables? Is there anything else that we had on our list that we were supposed to touch on?
Did you explain the eat your vegetables philosophy?
Yeah, sometimes you just like as a parent, you know, I want to take my son out in the backyard to shoot bows and arrows and ride his bike and play basketball and all that stuff, but I also have to tell him to eat his vegetables some days. So there's certain episodes I call them eat your vegetable episodes, where we have to talk about some stuff that's a little bit harder to discuss than what we normally would go over.
And may not be as fun as like a road trip songs episode was.
Yeah, it's not as lighthearted.
That was my favorite episode we've ever done.
The one you apologized for at the beginning of this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I embarrassed myself, but it was so funny. Like, I feel okay.
Oh, it was hilarious. I laughed out loud several
Me
times
too.
For listening
Me
to that.
Me too. So good. I was proud of us.
Nate, what is your release?
So, Netflix announced this past week.
We need some sad music in the background.
I mean, we need some like really sad
music.
You
play Just As I Am that right here.
Invitation.
You did a lot of church references today.
I'm feeling the Lord. I feel God in this Chili's.
Yeah. That was so perfect. Netflix announced that January 2021, The Office will no longer be on Netflix.
My God.
And all of Netflix subscribers unsubscribed to Netflix. Like, that's how I feel about
this.
Dude,
if you haven't bought stock in NBC since that announcement, what is wrong with
you? So, I dabble in the stock market a little bit, and I've had Netflix on my watch list because I thought it was too high. It was like $380 a share or something like that. To put it in perspective, Disney is $140 a share. And Disney's doing their own streaming platform. They own ESPN. They also own the parks. Like they own the Star Wars stuff now. Like, just when you look at the content, what Disney has versus what Netflix has, I was like, man. So I've always been like, though, I'd like to own Netflix because it feels like owning Apple back in the day.
Sure.
I read somewhere where NBC has 3 or 4 of the top 10 shows on Netflix. So Office is number one. People watched they watched over 1 million hours of reruns of The Office last year.
So Man. Awesome.
And
that is awesome.
Parks and Rec is in the top 10. I'm going off memory on this now, so these may be not right. Parks and Rec, Friends was like in the top 3 or 4. It's
you forget about
big
time
streamed episode. I think Netflix has Cheers, and there was one more on there. Anyway, that's a problem. West Wing is NBC.
Is that going away too? Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to get the NBC streaming.
No, we won't. And here's why. This is where I think this here's
falls
where,
apart.
We're diversifying it. Everybody wants their own streaming platform. But Travis thinks Amazon's going to win in all this because I think I pay $12 a month, 13. I don't even know what Netflix costs a month, but let's call it $12 a month. So over the course of a year, that's $144. I could go to Amazon and digitally buy every season of The Office for like $60. And then I own it forever on a streaming platform that is private to me. I could then do this. So in a year, I could buy all the titles that I watch, all the catalog, and then Netflix doesn't have me in their subscriber base to see their new content. It seems like a bad plan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay NBC for their stuff.
No. Well, and like, I think I said this on a podcast before, but I saw a meme that was like, okay, so I pay $30 for all my streaming services now, and now everybody wants their own streaming service. And then these companies are going to come along and bundle them and charge you $80 and call it cable.
Yeah.
Like, we're like going backwards, yep. I feel like, in this whole streaming service thing.
Well, used to with cell phones, you would pay nothing for your cell phone and you paid money for the plan every month. And now the opposite, you pay $1,000 for an iPhone or whatever. And
it's unlimited.
Yeah. So they're going to figure out how to get their money.
Here's what I think is new about it, though. Like, did we have a comfort show when we were little?
No.
Like, you didn't have the ability to just, like, put on a show watch it and go to sleep.
I say that. I feel like you did because you had reruns. So when you got home from school, you put on the Andy Griffith Show or Barney or,
right.
you know.
Similar, but less control.
Yeah. You couldn't choose what episode right. you watched, but that was what you watched.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people will start turning their TVs off and going outside.
I just think it's like fascinating to think of Maybe. A streaming platform providing a comfort item to Americans. Or, I mean, Netflix is global, right?
Yeah.
But like, it's just really interesting to me.
All right. What is your release?
So my release today, the heat index in Florida, as the time of this recording, had us at 112 degrees, it feels like.
Yo.
It is hotter than the sun's butthole out here. I could not get in my car and grip the steering wheel the other day. It was so hot in my car.
Dude, it is so hot. Like.
Thank you.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, I don't want to fish. I don't want to be Dude. Outside. Like, it's
the
just,
dogs don't even want to be outside.
Yeah, like our dogs that want to hunt relentlessly, they walk outside and pee and they're like turn around and head back to the door.
Yeah,
they're like this is bad, dude.
Bump this
Who brought
noise?
Us into this mess? So it's unbearable.
It is.
I don't remember it being this summer. Hot, and I hope that does not lead to a busy hurricane season. Like, we don't want a lot of as a Floridian, no thanks. Thanks for asking. My release is...
What's your release, Travis?
Oh.
Is the whole Betsy Ross, Nike, Colin Kaepernick thing.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I couldn't give two you-know-whats about any of that.
No, I could. It, the reason I could is
I almost drafted Colin Kaepernick as my most American thing.
Oh, my God. Just to troll.
Just to troll you guys and the irony of that whole situation.
No, you wouldn't have trolled Nate because Nate, he's not apathetic, but he's just...
Nate's not
he doesn't
trollable.
Engage on that. Yeah. I look, at the end of the day, I don't care if Nike makes the sneakers or not, but the way the whole thing went down, they made the sneakers and then all of a sudden that flag is racist. The right. flag that was right. from 1776 or 1787 or whatever year it was. Come on, dude. I mean, just come on. Like,
yeah. I mean, and the fact that they bend their will to this little punk kid. Yeah. Like I will say this.
It's easy for us to say this as white people, right? Like as white dudes, it's easy right. for us to have this position. But at the same time, like there's real racist stuff. Like right. I know I have right. friends that have suffered from real racism. This ain't that. This is not like some subterfuge that's getting sneakers into the hands of white supremacists so that they can take over the world. This is
right.
This is not a thing. So I don't know. That's my release. It pissed me off when I saw that. Because I'm a history buff, too. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point do we start drawing a line in history and say, well, we can't talk about George Washington anymore. He owned slaves. Or, you know, it's a pretty slippery slope. Throw the baby out with the bathwater. All right, what's your keep?
My keep is a knife that I got for my birthday.
Tell me.
It's a Kershaw, and it's called the Link Gray Aluminum Back Black Wash. And it's like a cool-looking
the
knife.
The Link or the metal. Link? L-E-E-K?
L-I-N-K.
Okay, L-I-N-K.
L-I-N-K, yeah, Link. And it's American-made Kershaw, solid metal all the way through. And it just feels good in your hand. Like, it's got a little bit of heft to it. Like, you've got some control. Like, my old Kershaw is like the plastic handle with the metal inside. But this one is, like, full-on metal, and I feel like I've got, like, it just feels really good in my hand when I hold
need
it.
To look that up.
Yes, they're not expensive. I mean, they're like $40.
Yeah. And before I got my Benchmade, I was a Kershaw daily carry guy. That Emily still wants that knife. My Kershaw I carried for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it, and it held an edge good.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they really do.
And I love the quick open on them. Like, they're nice knives.
That's my favorite part. My favorite part is the assisted opening with the little
Did you feel like you were in the Mossad? Thing. Like, do you ever sit at your desk at work and just, like, flip it open and close it, flip it open and close it?
Oh, yeah. No, I play with it all the time.
My keep is... Okay. It's for the ladies.
So, God, I gotta find that music that I could just put over your key.
No, it's not dirty.
It's not dirty. No, it's just...
it's for the ladies.
Okay.
So I subscribe to Sunless Tanners because I can't tan actually naturally. And I found
pay attention, Nate. This is big for you.
I found one that doesn't make me streaky. So it's Jergens Natural Glow, but it's a wet skin moisturizer. So you literally take a shower and like turn the water off, and then you put this lotion all over you while you're sopping wet, and then you just like blot off with a towel, and it actually works. Like I have a little fake tan, and it's not streaky, and it was only $9.
Wow.
So ladies, go get you some of that and stay away from skin cancer. And you're welcome.
I bet Amazon is about to blow up after our listeners hear this.
This is not sponsored, but Jergens, I'm here for it if you want to sponsor.
Yes, this feels like Jergens demographic. We're walking a careful line right now. My
what's,
keep
what's
is,
your
thank
keep?
You for asking.
You don't even let me. You just have to talk so hard.
No,
like you just, words
no.
come out of
when
your
I
mouth.
When I let you guys, I have to edit out like 15 minutes of dead air.
Oh my God. That is not true.
My keep is it's iCast week. And iCast week is like, I'm sad you can't go this year because you wanted to come.
I was going to be there and then I changed careers. Well,
not careers, but jobs.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to like make an effort to be there next year.
Maybe the three of us can go next year.
It's just a, it's not nearly as big as like Shock Show, but it's still a big show. And I'm interested because this year it's separated out the fly fishing side. So the fly fishing is doing, IFTD is doing a show in Colorado Springs or Denver or somewhere. So I'm interested to see who doesn't come from the fly fishing world because they'll probably go to the IFTD show or who does come here.
Right.
Anyway, it's just a, it's a unique show. Obviously the fishing industry is a little bit, what's the right word? Is it incestuous or like everybody kind of knows everybody, but it's a hard world to crack into,
right.
But still it's just a neat time to be able to go and see people you haven't seen in a while. The products are awesome. We'll be doing our iCast review show after I get back. But anyway, I'm pumped about it. And I'm way more laid back this year than I went a few years back. And then I went last year and I'm pretty chill about it this year. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah. Should be a good time. I'm excited to hear about what you hear and what you see and who you see. And
if anybody is listening to this and makes it to iCast, please text me or message me. Let me know. Let's meet up and hang out. So I'm not lonely walking around by myself.
Wah, wah. I'm sure you'll find a girl in a bikini to walk around with you.
Yes, that's what iCast is full of, Emily. Girls in bikinis.
Hot girls in bikinis. Absolutely. That's what if it's not that, when I go, I'm going to be pissed.
I think you just described, well, no, I won't say their name on. There are booths that look like they hire some talent.
Yeah, duh.
Just to work the event.
Again, marketing people, hit me up. How are we getting out of this? Are we staying woke?